Saints of First Baptist Church are glad you are here. Today is Children and Youth Sunday. It is a treat for us to lead worship, and we hope it is a treat for you too.
There is a connection card in your bulletin. This is a place for you to share a little bit about yourself and to think about ways to serve God. I invite everybody to fill out their card and place it in the offering plate later in the service.
After the service, we invite you to be with us and one another during the fellowship time. You'll find coffee, lemonade, and goodies downstairs. This was supposed to be our first Sunday of lemonade on the lawn. Because it is cold and wet outside, we'll have snacks in the fellowship hall and games in the lounge. As the weather gets warmer, we'll have lemonade on the lawn several times this summer.
At the end of worship, all the kids and youth will gather for a picture right here in the sanctuary. We are grateful for Carolyn and Bob, who are helping us capture today with a picture and a video. We are looking forward to leading worship and having fellowship time with you afterwards.
Morning, everyone.
Now it is time to get our minds and hearts ready to worship. This is a time to receive God's love and to love God back. Let us worship together.
Thank you.
Stand if you are able and pray with me. Creator God, you love us and care for us as a mother cares for her children. We come together today to give thanks for your love and to commit to being your love in our church, in our schools, where we work, and in the world. Help us to grow to be more like Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither.
In all that they do, they prosper.
The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind blows away.
A reading from the first letter of John. If we receive human testimony, the testimony of God is greater, for this is what God has testified. God has testified to his Son. Those who believe in the Son of God have the testimony in their hearts, and this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. The word of the Lord.
Let us pray. Loving God, us pray. Loving God, thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for summer coming. Thank you for our church family. We pray for schools getting threats of violence, for students and teachers walking out, and for a safe environment for people to learn and grow. We pray for people trying to figure out who they are. We pray for people struggling with their mental health. We pray for all kinds of people to feel loved and included, especially at a church. We pray for our country and our world. We specifically pray for these people: Joan Blunt, John and Jim and Jerry Suits, Pastor Stacy, Bill McKeachy, Juanita Dieterly, Pat Hubel, Iris Martin, Murphy Stump, Peter Mortensen, Saw Nalen, Robert L., Dana Rogers, Pat Murphy, Kim and Jason Weaver, Connor Flynn, Denise Kohler, Valerie, Rachel, Thea, and David, Mike, Jennifer, Curtis, and Joan, Gina, and Gina. We offer your personal prayers in silence. God of peace, we give us the guidance to know what to do and say, that we live the lives in peace and love. We pray for all these things in the name of Jesus, who taught us how to pray and sing. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In the thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you. Children, you are invited to come forward for time as children.
To worship with you all and to have you lead us. I was thinking about this psalm that we heard Cal read. It said something about a tree by the water. And you'll see on the front of your bulletin, Malie made an image of that, a tree by the stream. And because I couldn't bring a tree and a stream into church today, I wanted to show you this cool plant, this cool tree. And do you see what's down inside the soil? Do you see that fancy glass ball globe thing? Do you see that? Inside there's water. It's this cool thing that there's water in there and it slowly comes out and the tree sucks it in. So I was thinking about that. I was trying to figure out what's the person version of that. What do people do like that? This is a backpack, and inside the backpack is a water bottle. You can put this backpack on. You can turn it on, and then you can suck it, and you get lots of water. If you're going on a long bike ride or a long run, you might take this, and there's a water bottle inside, and you put it on. It's kind of like that thing. It's kind of like being like a tree by a stream of water. Tastes good. I pass it around, but so I've been thinking about that, about coming and drinking water, sucking that in. And what does that mean for us? In the story we heard, that psalm reading, it talked about that people who are meditating on God's law are like trees by streams of water. So people who are thinking about what God says are like trees by the stream. Instructions, God says. We meditate on those. So I'm going to give you these green straws to think about sucking in that law, those instructions from God. I'm going to pass those around. Can you pass one around? Take one and then pass the rest. Piper, just take that half. There you go. Can you take one? Just take one. Good. Asher, would you help pass those out, actually? Can you help pass them out? Thank you. So you're going to imagine that you're this tree close to the stream, or you're like this little tree here with the water, or like you're wearing this backpack, you're sucking that water in, and you're blowing it out. Can you blow out too? Ooh, yeah. And so those of you, it says in the psalm, those of us that meditate on God's law, and God's law is this: love God, love others. Love God, love others. So that's what we're sucking in. We're sucking in these words. This is crazy. It's a breath prayer, and our straws help us remember. Can you breathe in with me? Breathe in. Can you breathe out? Make it loud. Good. Now, as you breathe in, think this prayer. Why don't you close your eyes? Breathe in. Breathe in and say in your head, love God. In your head. Now breathe out. I'll say it. Love others. Let's do that two more times. Breathe in. Love God. Breathe out. Love others. Breathe out in front of you. Here we go. Breathe in. Love God, love others. And the psalm says that when we do that, when we meditate on God's law, when we're breathing in those words, love God, love others, then that's when good things happen. There's fruit, and our leaves don't wither. So today, we have some things for you at the end of worship. You're all going to get a candy that looks like a straw. The youth will too. You'll get a candy that looks like a straw so you can remember that breathing in and breathing out, meditating on God's law. And you're also going to get one of these leaves that is hanging up. A lot of women from church helped knit all these leaves so that you can remember breathing in God's law. God is love. Love others. Love God. Love others. So you'll have a leaf to remember that and some candy. Okay? All right. Would you pray with me? We're going to just repeat those prayers. Will you repeat after me? Dear God, help us love you and love others. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, now may the words of our mouths and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
How do you define happiness? What is happiness? Is it a new car, a great vacation, popularity, being good looking? What is your image of happiness?
It's easy to think you'll be happy if everything goes your way. You might think you'd be happy if you controlled everyone.
I might be happy if I could at least control my brother.
Yeah, me too.
The first psalm of the whole book of Psalms is all about how to be happy.
It might be surprising that the first word of the whole book of Psalms is the word happy. Sometimes we think that what the world offers is happiness, and God is offering something else. We think that if we do what we want, we'll be happy. And if we do what God wants, we won't enjoy ourselves.
Other times, we might think that following God means only always being happy. So when hardships and struggles come, it's confusing. We think it's not supposed to be that way, or that maybe God wants us to be unhappy, or that maybe we are being punished.
And at first, it might look like this psalm is really black and white. There are good people who are only ever happy, and there are bad people who will live sad lives. when the truth is, we know that's not how life works. You can go to church, try to follow God, and still face a lot of hardship. And then other people might not go to church or try to follow God, but then they live a very carefree life. So things don't always work out in a black and white way.
And this psalm doesn't say that's how life works either. There's a lot more gray in this psalm than that. For one thing, when the psalmist uses the word wicked, it really doesn't mean a bad person. It means a person who is living a self-focused, self-directed life. They are focused on themselves, and we usually think that being in charge of our own lives is a good thing.
But this psalm says actually the opposite is true. The autonomous, self-focused person is just going to be blown about by circumstances, like a tumbleweed. True happiness comes from following God's law.
Which at first doesn't sound very good. Who wants to follow a bunch of laws? That doesn't sound very happy. But the word for law in the psalm actually means instruction. So what the psalmist says brings true happiness is not following a bunch of laws, but trying to learn from and live by God's instruction.
Scripture is the written form of God's instruction. But God teaches us in other ways too. Through nature, through other Christians, through our experiences, the Holy Spirit, and especially through the life of Jesus.
The psalmist says there are really only two ways to live life, and only one of them leads to happiness.
One way to live is to be concerned only about what you want, and the other way to live is to be concerned about what God wants. And the way that leads to real happiness is to be concerned about what God wants.
Which is kind of ironic, because the people who are only concerned about what they want actually want to be happy. But the psalm says, they shall be disappointed. But the people who are focused not on being happy, but from learning from God's instructions and trying to live by them, will actually end up happy.
Trying to live by good instructions makes a lot of sense, because there are lots of good things we get to enjoy in life that we get to enjoy only once we've received instructions and learned how to do them.
Like driving.
And Legos.
Remember when you were little and you got new Legos, your parents would give you the instructions and you'd figure out how to put them together. That's like life. God is the instructor and we are the builders.
God is also like the dad who gives the kid the Lego blocks. And maybe the kid takes the Lego blocks and leaves them on the floor, takes God's gift and wastes it. Then God accidentally steps on the blocks, which hurts a lot.
When we misuse or waste what God has given us, it doesn't just hurt us. It hurts God. If instead we try and learn from the instructions God gives us, we can build something beautiful, a prosperous life.
The psalmist tells us there are two ways to live, and only one of them leads to happiness. And then he shows us a picture of what that happiness looks like.
The picture is of a tree, standing still and strong, planted by streams of water, yielding fruit in season, and producing leaves that do not wither.
A tree is not autonomous or self-directed. It leads an interdependent life with the earth, the sun, the sky, the water, the animals, and humans.
It can't pick up and move somewhere else. Wherever it is planted, it grows. It puts down its roots and reaches down, and puts out its branches and leaves and reaches up.
The psalmist says, be like this.
Be planted by a stream of God's instruction.
Maybe another word for happiness is succulent. A tree planted next to water is going to be more nourished. The closer to water, the more water it's going to get. And it'll bear more fruit, probably juicier fruit. It'll thrive and grow.
The psalmist says that's what happiness looks like, being rooted in God, planted by streams of God's living water. Happiness is being like a tree.
Maybe you don't think of yourself as a very holy person. Maybe you are full of self-doubt, not sure you can live a happy life, a fruitful life. But even by being here this morning, you are taking a step towards a succulent life.
There are so many ways to quit focusing on our own wants, quit trying to control our own lives and the lives of others, and instead focus on learning from God's instructions.
You can help others.
Be kind.
Read your Bible.
Treat your neighbor as yourself.
Go to church.
Pray.
Listen to other people in the congregation and learn from them.
Don't give up just because you have questions.
Stay faithful.
Practice gratitude.
Love others.
Serve others.
There are only two ways to live. Call your own shots or try to follow God's instruction.
There are only two ways to live, and only one of them brings real, deep happiness.
Which will you choose?
By sharing what we have, we share happiness, we share blessings, and we share love. I invite you now to give your offering with joy.
God, we grow in your love and we bear fruit. To say thank you, we offer our love, our time, our energy, and our money to you today and in the days to come. May these gifts we have given be used for your growing kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
of faith, hope, and love, now we share with one another signs of peace. The peace of Christ be with you.
To take a second to say some thank yous as our youth are getting ready for the benediction. It takes a whole team of people. It takes a lot of kids, a lot of teenagers, a whole bunch of staff energy to pull off this incredible worship service. So we're so delighted that you are all here this morning. And we want to specifically say a thank you to our music staff. So we have had the privilege of the children's choir singing with Shanae. She helps them grow. Shanae, this clematis is for you. Thank you for helping our kids grow in God's love. And Marissa, this hanging basket's for you. Thank you for being a part of helping our kids bloom in God's love. So we're grateful for both of you.